It's 4 o'clock, and you're listening to WNCW Spindale and WSIF Wilkesboro, broadcasting from the campus of Isothermal Community College. This is Carol Rifkin, and you're listening to This Old Porch. And we've got a real treat for you. In the studio with me right now are Roger Howe and some really fine friends of his. I'm going to let him introduce his friends and talk. Roger, can you talk into that microphone a little bit and see
how you hear me?
I'm hearing you pretty darn good.
Good deal.
Why don't you introduce your friends you have with you, and we'll talk.
Okay, it's a nice drippy day down here in Spindale, and we made it down the mountain, and glad to be here. We got Catherine Bricky over here on the fiddle, and Brandon Johnson on the mandolin and guitar. So we're just proud to be here.
And where y'all from? Tell the folks.
Mountains. We're from up in around the Asheville area, Lester, Mars Hill, up in that area, up in the middle of the mountains.
Banjo Branch. You live on
Branch.
Banjo Branch,
yeah, I do.
Don't you? And you've got a little fiddle shop there, too.
And
minerals.
All Rogers, kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah, a lot of world of knowledge up there. There is a documentary in the works about Roger that I believe there's going to be a preview of soon, and he's going to play on the air for us some and talk some about the music and just about anything here. Did y'all have a tune you wanted to play for me?
Yeah, we could probably kick off one here with not too much trouble. How about something like Flyers of Edneyville there, as we call it? It's Flyers of Edinburgh is the old name, but I got so I call it Flyers of Edneyville.
It's a whole lot easier to get to Edneyville from here.
It is. Here we go. All right, here we go.
Edneyville or Edinburgh. That was wonderful. You're going to be playing some of these songs real soon. You can just let loose and tell us whatever you want to tell us there, Roger.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have the coming up next weekend, by the way, is October 3rd at Mars Hill University. We're having the 48th annual Bascom Lamar Lunsford Minstrel of the Appalachian, that's a lot to get out there, festival. And I want you to come on up and enjoy the show. We're having two shows. We're having the outdoor show, which is free during the day. Lots of bands and dancers and all kinds of crafts and stuff out there on the quad in the middle of the campus at the university. And then during the night, we have a ticketed concert in the Moore Auditorium. And during that, right before that concert, they are having the premiere of the video that they made, this little documentary. It's about a 30-minute documentary about yours truly.
I can talk a little bit more about that.
And, yeah, and they're going to have the premiere of that. And then the festival will start just shortly thereafter at 7. So it's going to be a fun, packed day and evening up there for sure. Brandon, you want to tell a little more about the film there?
Yeah, the documentary is going to be called A Mighty Fine Tune: Stories and Tunes from the Fiddler of Banjo Branch, which is our very own Roger Howe.
Mighty fine.
Yeah, it's been a fun project to work on this. Well, we started last year in about November, I guess. It is a project made possible by a grant from the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. And we'd also like to thank generous contributions from the Franklin Project, which, looking at my notes here, provides resources to support traditional arts and heritage in Madison County. The documentary was shot by our good friend Rebecca Jones, who has done lots of documentaries about traditional music in the Appalachian region. Fine documentary filmmaker, as well as a fine musician, fine at lots of other things as well, but I'll let her tell you about those. We've been happy to work with her. We've gotten interviews from lots of fine people. You'll might be a few surprises with who you hear talking about Roger, and definitely some people you'd expect. Some fun stories, some things you never heard about Roger, some interesting glimpses into his life and his other sides, if you will. But that will start at 6:30. Doors open at 6 at the Lunsford Festival next week, and it is a ticketed event, so we'd love to have you there next week, October 3rd at Marshall University.
Well, that's really interesting and exciting. Roger's been a player on the regional mountain music scene for a really long time and kind of is one of the keepers of some of the music of that region. Talk a little bit, Roger, about Banjo Branch and growing up hearing this music.
Oh yeah, I moved up to Banjo Branch when I was 5 years old, and about the first thing I heard was a banjo, believe it or not, across the valley. It wasn't growed up in them days, it's just all cleared fields.
Was that Aunt Pearl?
That was Aunt Pearl. We called her Aunt Pearl. We wasn't kin to her, but everybody called her Aunt Pearl Ball, and she was sitting on her porch playing her banjo. When You and I Were Young, Maggie was the tune, one of the first tunes I heard, and I thought that's the prettiest thing
too.
I've ever heard.
Me too. Funny.
So I got out and got a little older and got to visiting. You know, the kids in them days would go out and walk around and go between houses and visit neighbors and stuff. And I'd go over there and I'd get her to play for me. And she showed me a little on the banjo how to play and this and that and the other. So it was just a way of life, and them days are sorely missed, but I've tried to keep the music kind of going, what I remember of it.
Tell us how you became a fiddler.
Well, I hung around a lot of the older people around up there, and some of them played. Some of the Ball family, they played. Rube, he played the fiddle, and the best fiddler around there was obviously Tommy Hunter. And his son, we called him Little Tommy, me and him went to school together, so I hung around out there a lot with him and was noticing a lot of Tommy's bow work. He had a long bow style, they call. Amazing, one of the most amazing things I'd ever seen. And it just fascinated me, and I got to hanging around him a little bit, and he'd show me a few things. And one thing led to another, and I just kind of picked it up from some of the old people, some of the old tunes. I like the older tunes, and never did care much for the hot bluegrass end of it that much. But I played a fair amount of bluegrass in my day, but the old stuff is what I've always enjoyed.
There was a lot of longbow playing north and west of Asheville, yeah. And a lot of folks who come here expecting all shortbow old time, like in Mount Airy and other places, right. Are surprised to find that it wasn't really the predominant
No, the
fiddle style
the
around
old
here.
Folks, was, they played longbow.
They played melodic, too, as well. You could always sing to it, and maybe it's related to the songs that way. Well, maybe you all could play us another tune.
Hmm? Yeah, what do we want to do for these folks here? All right. Here's a tune. Now, we'll try this. It's called Sandy River Bell. It's an old banjo tune. And I kind of changed it around, heard some people doing it this way one time, and I added a little bit to it and changed the key and slowed it down. So it's a totally different tune this way, and I think it's real pretty. So, and we recorded it. Catherine, by the way, just put it on her new CD that we'll talk about here in a little bit. So here it is, Sandy River Bell.
Lovely. Really, really lovely. I think you should just go ahead and do another one. I'm getting all kinds of texts and messages. People are enjoying this. So,
well, I'm glad they
I really think you just need to keep going there.
We love to play. That's all there is to it and about it. So,
have at it.
How about let's do that there Hoplite Ladies.
All right.
also known as Miss McLeod's Reel.
Also known as, did you ever see The Devil Uncle Joe?
Yeah, that one's got a dozen names, but we'll...
All good fiddle tunes have
they're all, yeah, all good fiddle tunes have at least that many names, so here we go.
You consider even walking away there because I got some great questions for you here, but I'm going to take a second to talk about how WNCW receives support for programming from the Velo Fellow in downtown Greenville's West End, offering eclectic music, old world atmosphere, craft brewed ales, and small batch spirits. Menu items include public house fare of the British Empire and beyond, serving lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch. TheVeloFellow.com. WNCW also sees support for programming from Mass General Store, stocked with almost everything you need for life in this or any century, including comfortable footwear from Dansko, Chaco, Merrill, Clarks, and Keene. Locations near you in North and South Carolina, Tennessee, and online at MassGeneralStore.com. Well, I have Roger Hale and two really good friends of his in the studio, Brandon and Catherine, and they all have been on or have recordings and have just played us a few great tunes. Roger, you have a recording called Hills and Heroes that I've played many times on the show. You want to talk a little bit about that? Some of that, what you just played is on that, isn't it?
Well, no, that particular one isn't.
But never mind.
It should have been.
Yeah.
Pretty good tune. Hills and Heroes I recorded back in, oh my goodness, 2003, I guess it was. And I kept ordering it, and it sell out, and I'd order it again. And finally, we decided we would not print it anymore. So what I did, I took it and re-recorded, remastered it actually to more modern standards, and added two or three extra tins on it. So it's quite a good CD, and got new liner notes and all that. So it's been accepted real well and still sells good. It's all over the place. So kind of proud about that thing. Carol Best's band is on it. After he passed, Danny Johnson and his family and all that. Groups on there, and you're on it, and David Holt's on it, and my goodness, Leonard Holyfield, all kinds of folks, Western North Carolina, some of the best are on there, so it's a pretty good thing. If you have a chance out in the record store and see it, pick it up.
Well, traditional music is a community. We mm-hmm. all have known each other, or thrown a rock at each other, or been to each other's house, or something at one time or another. Now, you've also done another musical collection, your memory collection at Marshall College.
Yeah, we've got, my goodness, 532 fiddle tunes all together.
Unbelievable.
20 CD fulls, about 20 hours and something, a little over that. So what I do, I would go around and have a little 3x5 card in my pocket, and I'd think of a few tunes up while I was working outside. It took me like 9 months to record this thing. And I'd do 20 or 30 at a time, and for long I had 300 and some. And I gave that to the college. It was the Marshall College at that time. And then later on, I had a couple hundred more, so I added them to it and packaged it all up and gave it to the university, and it ended up 532 fiddle tunes. And what I'd do, I would record it, and I'd tell where I got it, who I got it from, what key it was in, and play it for instructional purposes and educational purposes. So we've done all of them that way. So it's
cool. So how can people hear any of that? Will that be offered to the public?
Or? Eventually, they're going to digitize it. They've got a lot of work to do down there in their archives at the Ramsey Center. And eventually, plans are, what I understand, is to have it available so it can be downloaded on the internet and all that. So, but right now, it's just... Yes, there's a digital finding aid there now, but to have it all on there, I don't know when they'll. Yeah. It's going to be a while, but you can go by and listen now. You can go to the Ramsey Center and go through there and pick out anyone you want and listen, but eventually it will be online.
Cool. Well, Catherine also has a new CD out. She's one of those. She plays a lot of fancy things, but she grew up in the old-time tradition around here. If you lived around the Asheville area a long time on Thursday nights, you might have gone to Miss Hyatt's, where Roger and I went a billion times and played with Tommy Hunter and everybody else. But the following night, the Parhams had a jam. Just Catherine grew up with lots of old-time tradition, but she does play lots of really fine bluegrass. But right now, she's going to play some old-timey things for us. you tell us about your CD, then.
The name of it is The Sweetest Flower. I recorded it over where I went to school at East Tennessee State University.
You were in the Pride Band, too.
I don't know if I was in the Pride Band.
Is that what it's called?
I was in one of the bands that played a lot.
Yeah, okay.
I think we were called the Ambassadors.
Oh, okay.
Bluegrass Ambassadors.
Anyway, you made the band, anyway. You made the band.
Yeah, I was in that band. Uh-huh. And I mentioned to my good friend, who is the recording studio engineer over there, his name's Ben Bateson, and I had told him that I wanted to record an album, and I said, let's set up some studio time, and we did last August. So the rest is history.
Well, good. Well, play us a tune. What are you going to play us?
What are we going to play, Roger? Cherokee Shovel. We're going to do Cherokee Shovel.
Oh, cool. Love that.
This is a Tommy Jackson tune. This is the version that he played, and it's a little different than what you hear out there on the festival circuit, but we're going to try it anyway. Here we go. Cherokee Shovel.
Oh,
two sound like you've played together before.
Oh, maybe a time or two.
Y'all play a lot on Thursday nights at Zuma's with Bobby Hicks.
We go down to Bobby Hicks. He's had that jam, I guess, close to probably 8 or 10 years now, or 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun. Got to get up there more.
I'll tell a quick story about these two on the ride down here. They recounted the first time Catherine ever heard Roger play was at the old jams they used to have in Asheville out at Westgate. And she said, Roger, I looked up at you, and I just thought, wow, I've got a long way to go. He kind of stopped for a second. He looked at her, and he said, I looked at you, and I thought the same thing.
Well, that's fun. Roger, was long before that, you were a regular for years and years at Ms. Hyatt's jam as well.
Yeah, went up to Ms. Hyatt's. The first time I went out there, I believe it was in 89 or 90, Ernie Smith took me out. That's Fiddlin' Arthur Smith's oldest son, and you've been playing some.
I did play an Arthur Smith. Uh-huh.
Now there was a fiddler. Arthur brought fiddling out to people to where they could understand it. I mean, took it out of the backwoods and put it on the radio and put it on the records, and everybody from then on, this was back in the '20s. Everybody from that time on this way has learned from Arthur Smith, and he was a longbow, major longbow artist, and. But Ernest took me out there and to Miss Hyatt's, and I've met a lot of people that I play with, even today, and a lot of them's passed on, unfortunately. But that age group, you know, most of them were in 70s and 80s when we went out there, and a lot of the people that I play with, I met at Miss Hyatt's. There was some awful good music come through them doors.
It was a time and place, a lot of music preserved. I know I was talking to Brian Sutton one time about those many years, because he was one of the kids hanging around while Grover and his dad played and was there with us. And he was recounting how much he loved that we remembered everybody had a tune. You know, you always knew that Tommy Hunter had a lot of tunes, but some of the other folks, they not only, you know, they worked, they came and they played fiddle, and they were good fiddle players, but they had like five tunes, and they played the same tune. And everybody knows hundreds now, but it was so much more social. It was really, really fun. Do you remember any of the, well, Max Woody was always there. But
Max Woody was there. Yeah. Marvin Faulkner was there.
Right, Marvin Cape.
J.C. Knaves.
Mr. Knave. And Earl.
Earl, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, we had some excellent old fiddlers. They played old, not necessarily old-time music on the fiddle, just the old, early country stuff. And learned so much from them people. Robert Blankenship was another one. I worked with Robert Blankenship for 2 or 3 years at a cigar distribution place in Asheville, but I didn't even know he played. And come to find out, he's one of the finest mandolin players ever lived around here. So I learned a lot from him. He was a He knew hundreds of old tunes. Jazz.
And he made us all tune.
Yeah, he made us tune. That was one when Robert was there.
I still have a hat that says tune it or die. Yeah.
But he knew a lot of crossover stuff. He knew swing and jazz and all kinds of stuff. So it was a learning experience for everybody. Ain't no question about it.
Well, I think we need another tune real quick. But let me just read a tad right now, and we'll move right along. So y'all be thinking about what tune you can play. And I'd just like to share that WNCW is the support for programming from Highland Brewing Company, celebrating 21 years of craft brews. Highland's Tasting Room is open every day with live music Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to 9 p.m., and local food trucks on site daily. Now available for private events. More info at highlandbrewing.com. Support for programming on WNCW comes from Pickens County, South Carolina, announcing the annual Storytelling Festival, Saturday, October 17th at the historic Haygood Mill in Pickens. Hosted by Haygood Mill's Storyteller in Residence and WNCW host John Fowler, the festival features storytellers from all over the Southeast. More information at visitpickenscounty.com. Well, we're back to Roger Howell and friends here in the studio talking about many things from his upcoming performance October 3rd at the Lunsford Festival and that day-long event and evening concert and his new documentary about Roger that they're going to preview beforehand at 6:30, The Memory Collection, and his CD and Catherine Parham's CD and just lots and lots going on in your life right now, Roger.
Yeah, there is. It's been a whirlwind for the last year, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down. We just found out I've got an award from the North Carolina, the Brown Hudson Award from the
North Carolina
Folklore Society, the North Carolina Folklore Society, so which is quite a big deal. I never expect anything like that, but we're going out the 10th of October to Cullowhee to accept that award, and it's just been a whirlwind year for me, and we appreciate everybody that plays with us, and had a lot of good things going on. Won the Fiddler of the Festival at Fiddler's Grove this year and back in the spring, so.
About time there, Roger.
25 years I've been going, more or less.
We drove up there many a day in that pickup truck and entered that contest.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, there's lots of awards going around here and lots more to come, I'm sure. What do you all have lined up to play for us here?
Speaking of Fiddler's Grove, mm-hmm. there was a man down there that I learned some beautiful music from, J.P. Fraley, the late J.P. Fraley, Marash, Kentucky. He played this little tune here. It's a waltz, and it's a more modern thing written back in the 60s by a fellow by the name of Pat Shaw, I believe, over in Scotland, and it's called Margaret's Waltz. We're gonna try that.
Thank you.
Wow, that was mighty fine, as they say in Banjo Branch.
That is a beautiful tune.
It is a really beautiful tune. Well, it's hard to beat that. Brandon, you're an English professor, are you not, at Mars Hill College? What are you doing with this bunch?
I am. I'm an instructor of English at Mars Hill University. I was a student there. I graduated in 2010, and during that time, I got to know Roger. I somehow ended up with one of his fiddles in my hand somewhere and squeaked out a tune, and it's all kind of launched from there. I mostly play mandolin, but I've spent a lot of time in his memory collection, learned a lot of his tunes, been honored to get to ask to play with him lots and lots of places, and it's just a lot of fun, a really great mentor to have.
Well, that's a nice compliment there, Mr. Roger Howe, for you, huh? That's pretty nice. You know, one of my favorites tunes on that CD, and you, I don't know if you're taking requests or not, but I have always loved your version of New 5 Cents. Y'all play that?
Yeah.
Does Kathy
I believe we can probably do that.
If we can put you on the spot, all I would love for you to do that.
All right. This tune, I remember Paul Warren, who used to play the fiddle with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. When I was a little boy, I remember him playing this, watching him on TV. So we'll give it a shot. New 5 Cents.
Here we go.
Thank you. Another Mighty Fine. I can't remember how that came about, the Mighty Fine. Is there a story there?
That's my catchphrase. There was a group years ago. I guess people have heard of the Statler Brothers, the country group. They had an alter ego group that they put out called Lester Roadhog Moran and his Cadillac Cowboy.
Oh, right. How could I
catchphrase. Mighty fine, mighty fine.
That was much like Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers today.
Oh, yeah.
With Tim O'Brien and the Hot Rods folks. Well, we've got Brandon outside tuning. So tell me how you decide what you want to play. Tell me how you, what makes you do what's coming up next and how you choose what you want to play.
Pure luck. We don't practice just a whole lot. We are practicing right now. We're going over what we've got in our mind.
It's the old time way.
Catherine was asking coming down the road, what are we going to play, you know, when we was coming down the road, coming down here? And I said, I don't know. We'll think about that in South Carolina. So we got down here down 74. What are we going to play? I said, I don't know. We'll figure it out here before we get indoors. Now we're still asking that question. We just got a few hundred to go through, and we'll pick one out.
All right. I asked Wayne Henderson one time what his favorite tune was, and he said it was the last one I played.
That's right.
That's why I learned it.
That's right.
And I guess there's a lot of truth in that. I think those of us who play probably that's probably true. So, well, up there on Banjo Branch, are there any other musicians up that way?
There used to be a lot of the old people. Like I said, I'd say the Ball family had four or five people in that one family, and then Pearl's nephew, he was also a Ball that lived below her there. He was a Charles. He was a good guitar player and a banjo player and a mandolin player. And that's the fella that I learned a lot of stuff from. We started a little group when I was like 9, 10 years old. I'd go down there and play in house parties and what have you. But anymore, all those folks have died out, so I'm about it.
Darn. Well, you're certainly doing your part to pass on and teach things to everyone. I'm going to read a few things real quick, and then we're going to come back and let you talk about some of the things you have coming up and about the documentary for those who might not have caught the beginning of this. Support for programming on WNCW comes from Pickens County, South Carolina, announcing the annual Storytelling Festival Saturday, October 17th at the historic Haygood Mill in Pickens. Hosted by Haygood Mill Storyteller in Residence and WNCW host Johnny Fowler, the festival features storytellers from all over the Southeast. More information at visitpickenscounty.com. WNCW also receives support for programming from Highland Brewing Company, celebrating 21 years of craft brews. Highland's Tasting Room is open every day with live music Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to 9 p.m., and local food trucks on site daily. Now available for private events. More information at highlandbrewing.com. Well, it sure is exciting. I've got Roger Howe and Catherine Parham and Brandon. Oops, I've got my mic here. I'm moving my mic back and forth here to pick up all the music. It sure is fun to have you here. I think you need to play us another tune, really, but also talk a little bit about some of the events coming up that you were talking about in the beginning of the show.
Yeah, Saturday, October 3rd, is at Mars Hill University, right there on the middle of the campus. You have your...
This coming Saturday.
That's right. The next Saturday here, next weekend. The 48th annual Bascom Lamar Lunsford Minstrel of the Appalachians Festival. All day we'll have a stage outside there, and it's 10 to 4, and it's free. Come on by and check out some of the local... acts, and have some dancers and fiddlers and all kinds of stuff. The Heritage Festival is also going on it's not in conjunction with it. It's the same time out in the middle of town. So they're kindly, you can't tell where one stops and one begins. But anyway, it's a good time outside. And then in the night we have the ticketed performance in the evening concert in the Moore Auditorium, and the doors open at 6, and they're going to have the premiere of our Mighty Fine Memory.
Well, that'll be really exciting.
Film.
To be there for the premiere of Mighty Fine.
And that's at 6:30.
I guess we're all going to have to just yell Mighty Fine at the end or something. Somebody should have a camera and a picture. That'd be a good opportunity. It is confusing for some people. There's a... Bascom Lamar Lunsford Festival, and there's a Mountain Dance and Folk Festival, but they're two different events. One's in Asheville.
Right.
Gosh, it'll be at a century. It's about to get to the 90th soon, and that was founded by Bascom Lamar Lunsford in 28, but the Lunsford Festival was founded by a friend.
Ed Howard.
Yeah, Ed Howard.
And this is the only festival that Mr. Lunsford would allow to have his name in the title of it, because he just didn't like the idea of that. He wanted to show the music, not necessarily have his name on it, but he allowed, he said, well, go ahead. So that was in 67 when they started it.
So it's the 48th year. So there's a lot of the same music, but also more because of the daytime. There's more opportunity to see folks up there.
We'd like to just remind you that Roger Howe is a winner of the Bascom Lamar Lunsford Award given by Marshall University, and Catherine is the winner of the Lunsford Youth Award.
Oh, I remember.
That just happened recently, in the past couple of years. So we're.
If they consider me still a youth, I think I was like 26 at the time.
You look pretty youthful to me. It was the first youth award.
You got the plaque, don't you?
Yeah, you were most deserving. Yes. You've got more than one Lunsford Award, don't you have?
Yeah, I got one from the Asheville Festival.
Yeah, you and I both have them from the Asheville Chamber of Commerce Mountain Dance and Folk Festival. And it means a lot to us who play for the love of it. We sure don't play for the money.
I've heard you could make money.
Hundreds of dollars. Yeah. Hundreds of dollars in a lifetime. Hundreds of nickels and pennies. Well, what do you have there to play for us? Goodness.
I'm going to play this Canadian waltz that I've kind of put together my own version of it by listening to people like Aubrey Haney and local favorites Brian and Emma McDowell. They recorded this song, and it's called Ook Pick Waltz.
And Roger's got a guitar in his hands now. Thank you. Wow, that was really lovely on everyone's part. Roger, do you want to do a guitar tune while you're, or do you want to play fiddle?
Well, not really.
Tough choice.
When I play the guitar and I go back to the fiddle, it's just like, you know, a bull in a china shop. My fingers lose their, I have to mash too hard on the fiddle.
Well, we sure don't want you to feel like a bull in the china shop. That's, We don't want to do that, so I guess you better play us something else on the a fiddle. No.
Well, let's see. What
it sure is fun having you here, really.
How about Red Wing?
Oh,
that's an old Tin Pan Alley tune, so we'll try it here. This is one they used to play out at Miss Heights all the time.
Every week.
Let's see. Who would start that? JC or some of them would start that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here we go.
Mr. What was his name?
Naves.
There's another fella I used to play it all the time, too. Yeah.
Well, here we go. Red Wing. Yeah, that's the version that we learned out at Mrs. Hyde. So I think Robert Blankenship and JC may come up with that.
I never understood why you enjoyed that. I mean, I always enjoyed playing it. It was really fun doing that minor part, but I never understood why you did that until I started playing fiddle. And then
it's
you
fun.
Oh, wait, it's so much fun to do that. You know, and I guess listeners can probably tell from us that we never have any fun.
See, when you go to that minor, it's almost like you go to another country. Yeah.
Right,
and
on the
people
fiddle,
recognize
awesome.
Anything in a minor. It's all in a minor. And then you go back to the original thing and they lose their minds, you know. It's just, it's great.
Yeah. Well, we've all lost our minds a few times here. Well, let's see. Let's make sure everybody knows that you're going to be at the Baskin-Meyer Lunsford Festival on Saturday and Saturday night, along with just about everybody you know. And we're going to get you to play maybe one more tune here. I'm going to do the hour in a second. And then maybe we'll talk you into playing one more tune right after that because it's 5 o'clock. And this is 88.7 WNCW Spindale and 90.9 WSIF Wilkesboro with service to translators in Greenville, South Carolina at 97.3 FM on W247AB in Boone at 92.9 FM on W225AA and in Charlotte at 100.3 FM on W262BM. Well, this is really one of the most fun times I've had in here. I always love having musicians in and we always have a good time, but it's especially fun to have Roger in here, who I've known for many a year. So, Roger, can you take us out on, is there anything you want to say?
Yeah, let's mention about Catherine. She's got a show coming up at the ISIS here pretty
cool.
quick.
Oh, I just saw that. Uh-huh.
I'm going to be playing with Unspoken Tradition. It's an album release show on October 30th. I believe the show starts at 8:30, and I think it's $10. So you can get two bands for the price of one.
So, cool. Come out and see. We like a bargain. Uh-huh. Well, how about you, Roger? Brandon, you have anything you want to say here?
Whatever. Well, just I appreciate you having us down. We've had a good time and hope people enjoyed what they've heard. And if you like it, come on up to the Lunsford Festival. And it's all day and all night. So we love to play.
And there's dancers and ballad singers
dancers,
and lots
all
of,
kinds of dancers, dance teams.
It's and a good way to see what we've been talking about all this time.
Yeah, you have your Bailey Mountain Cloggers and you have a ballad folks are, and it's just a good day.
One thing I wanted to ask you, we have lots of listeners in Charlotte and across the region who, and many folks who might not know that there were two Arthur Smiths. I wanted you to talk, the Arthur Smith that we talk about and that you know, that's not Arthur Smith and the Cracker Jacks,
No,
was it?
The Arthur Smith and the Cracker Jacks, he was from Charlotte down that way. He had a TV show, one of the first TV shows I remember when I was growing up on Channel 3 in Charlotte. And Tommy Fail was with him for years and years. And he wrote the Guitar Boogie, the hit from World War II. That was guitar. They call him Guitar Boogie Arthur Smith to keep him separate from Fiddlin' Arthur Smith, who was the king of the fiddlers, you know. So there was two of them, and they kind of get mixed up. There was actually three, but we won't get into
really?
That. Yeah.
Darn, there's Fact or Fiction from Roger's Almanac, Fiddle Almanac there. I thought we'd better throw that in because people get confused about the Arthur Smith, and we have lots of folks in Charlotte listening. So what you going to play for us to end this? I sure have appreciated you coming.
Well, I'm glad to come down, and we appreciate the invite, and we'll come back one of these days. Let's take it out with Ragtime Annie. And we'll do all three parts on that thing.
And we'd like to send this out
to
our buddy Joe Penland. He's recovering from a little issue there, and we'd like to say hello, and I hope you enjoy, buddy.
All right, here we go.
You've been listening to the music of Roger Howe and his friends right here in the studio. Roger, thanks so much for coming and joining us. And it's wonderful to give different regional views of the music. And I'm so happy you came down from Banjo Branch up there in Madison to visit us. And
our pleasure.
Hope you'll do it again.
We'll do it.
Roger's recording is Hills and Heroes. Catherine's is The Sweetest Flower. And has a few old-time things, a real nice version of Julianne Johnson on there. And stay tuned for some more music right here on This Old Porch.